I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. There are new breakthroughs emerging to identify with greater precision which patients are likely to benefit from current immunotherapy cancer treatments. To talk about new immunotherapy treatment strategies is Dr. John Rangel. He's an oncologist and assistant professor in the Department of Hematology Oncology at MUSC. Dr. Rangel, first, tell us what immunotherapy is.
Immunotherapy for cancer is any strategy that is designed to get your own immune system to fight cancer.
And who has been eligible in the recent past for immunotherapies for cancer treatment?
Essentially, a handful of types of cancer have received approval for immunotherapies, such as melanoma, lung cancer, head and neck, bladder.
What's new with immunotherapy strategies for cancer patients?
A really groundbreaking approval for immunotherapy has recently happened by the Food and Drug Administration. Pembrolizumab was recently approved based on a molecular characteristic of a tumor as opposed to the tumor type. And what that means is your oncologist can see if your tumor possesses this characteristic, in this case, microsatellite instability, and then prescribe immunotherapy if your tumor possesses that characteristic.
And do all patients with these types of tumors then benefit right now from immunotherapy?
It's important to understand that not all tumors have microsatellite instability.
And what exactly is microsatellite instability?
Microsatellite instability is a type of defect in your body's normal ability to repair DNA. And when you possess this characteristic, or a tumor possesses this characteristic, it accumulates hundreds or thousands of mutations over time. And those mutations eventually turn into abnormal-looking proteins. And those abnormal-looking proteins are something that your own immune system can recognize and destroy.
So if I'm understanding now, there is a new testing to find out which patients this immunotherapy approach is going to work for?
This is actually an old form of testing. It's been used for a long time for colorectal cancer, but it's being repurposed in this setting as a marker for response to immunotherapy, and it's quite effective at predicting who will respond to immunotherapy.
And which types of cancer now might this approach be used for?
It's very exciting because it offers the potential to expand immunotherapy's utility to a really broad variety of cancers. We have the ability to test endometrial cancer, small bowel tumors, neuroendocrine tumors, even high-frequency tumors like prostate cancer for this characteristic and apply the principles of immunotherapy to this really broad variety of tumors.
Does everyone then with microsatellite instability respond well to immunotherapy?
There's an extremely high rate of response to immunotherapy in patients with microsatellite instability. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 in 4 patients with microsatellite instability will respond to immunotherapy.
And for professionals that are in fields related to cancer and cancer treatment, this is really big news?
This is practice changing across a variety of fields in medical oncology.
Dr. Rangel, thanks for providing this update about this latest development in cancer immunotherapy.
Thanks so much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.